Every Friday morning at this time, we set aside time to drop the needle on Mara's music mix with Mara Davis. She is back. Good to see you again, Mara.
Good to see you. Put the needle on the record.
You remember a month or two ago, the Tabernacle had some issues with the floor collapsing? I forget who was performing there, but Corey Smith, who was scheduled to perform, is back in town.
Is that Panic at the Disco?
Yes, it was Panic at the Disco.
And, you know, thankfully everybody got out okay. Nobody was hurt. You know, it was sort of heartbreaking that weekend because Corey Smith was doing a bit of a homecoming at the Tabernacle the next night. So this is the rescheduled show. And I think it's important to mention him because he's an Athens, Atlanta guy. And he's a country artist who's really self-made. And that's what I love about the country genre and country musicians. They go out, they meet their fans, they put out their own music on their own labels, and he's a guy who's very self-made and has done phenomenally well. So those of you who had your tickets a couple of months ago, obviously you'll be they'll be honored at the door, but tickets still available. The great Corey Smith at the Tabernacle on Saturday night. I was
raised over in Buckhead, I drive a BMW. Phillips Arena is a big venue. I don't know if it's big enough to house these two superstars. Cher and Cyndi Lauper on the same bill.
So Cher, you know what? I know I gave Eric Clapton a hard time last week about constantly saying he's not touring anymore and then he's touring. Well, Cher has done the same thing.
But over and over and over again.
She has, but it's Cher and the costumes and the headdresses and... I mean, and Cyndi Lauper, too. I think she just celebrated the anniversary of She's So Unusual, which obviously an 80s iconic album, but she's still out there. She had a blues album last year, which was fantastic. So what a double bill. Wear your sparkles and heels.
And let me just say this. This is the Dress to Kill tour. And this it's not just these ladies singing. I mean, they've got acrobats. They've got dancers. A Trojan horse is the rumor. So, you know. Be prepared to be shocked.
Right up your alley, Steve. That's Cher and Cyndi Lauper Monday night at Phillips Arena. I have to confess, I'm not really a music festival kind of gal, but the Shaking Knees lineup is so impressive that I plan on being there all 3 days. And the lineup is outrageously good.
And you know, because I know that you're a big fan of Dawes, Dawes is going to perform, I think, on Saturday.
Dawes is one of my favorite bands, a California band, four-piece. They remind me of Jackson Browne mixed in with the Eagles. Yeah, I will definitely be there, probably in the front row, completely geeking out to Dawes on Saturday.
Clicking your lighter, swaying back and forth.
Oh, I'm going to have a glow stick.
With his back against the San Francisco traffic.
It's some of the highlights I'm so excited about. Friday night, The National, and Charles Bradley and the Extraordinaires is a band I would like for you to look out for. And then Saturday, Modest Mouse and The Replacements. That's a big one. And Sunday, another phenomenal lineup. Some of the highlights, the Alabama Shakes, The Hold Steady, and Deer Tick.
And again, this year, it's in a new location, Atlantic Station, where it debuted last year at the Masquerade. So don't head to the old Fourth Ward because you'll miss it.
Sure. It's the Shaky Knees Festival all this weekend. I will see you there for sure. The Southern Local Tales.